Here on this Friday Eve morning, and in studio with us, we have a jam-packed studio this morning. We have a Denise York, also Peggy Still, and a Joby Morgan in from Goffville's Reawakening. Ladies, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey,
good morning, Kyle.
It is a good morning, although we do have some rain moving in the area, and we'll talk about that after this is over. But Denise, we'll go ahead and get it thrown over to you first. And of course, you should kind of want to give some updates on the Goffville Area Community Foundation.
I do. So in that initiative, so far, we've got 775 gift certificates spread across 31 businesses for a total of $41,750 that the community has purchased in gift cards. And that has been matched through CACF. Five grants have been awarded, and I think community relief organizations like Salvation Army, Genesis, Meals on Wheels. What we'd like to do is kind of challenge people. It's kind of slowed down quite a bit, mm-hmm. and I really think we can make 50,000.
Right.
We should set that goal, and all you need to do is go on coffeevilletogether.com. There's 31 local businesses that are registered, and buy a gift certificate. It can be for now or Christmas. I know someone that's kind of getting all of her Christmas presents done with the gift certificate. So do that, and I think we could hit 50,000 pretty fast.
And that's a good way to get it done, too. So plus, you're helping out local businesses as well. So that's you're getting twofold there. So again, we'll see if we can get to 50,000 on that. And also, somebody else wanted to discuss. I wanted to go to the movie night. Of course, I unfortunately had a doctor's appointment, which my doctor is 3 hours away. But other than that, how was the movie night? How well did it do?
So you missed it.
Yes, I wanted to see it so much because it's one of my favorite movies. I love The Sandlot. So, yep. So anytime I can watch it, I will.
We were showing The Sandlot, and we also had the Coffeeville Municipal Band there. They started at 7:30 and played for an hour, which is great, to have them down there on top of the movie night. We were kind of bare bones. I mean, we didn't sell concessions. We didn't do a whole lot, just show the movie. But there was 75 people there, a little over that. But yeah, everybody was there having a good time, cleaned up great afterwards, and so
the new screen, we had the new screen.
The new screen was up. It looked, it was fantastic. I couldn't, last year.
It's big
year,
time, big city.
Yeah. Very
last
cool.
Last year we had material that was up and there was a wave.
It worked.
I couldn't even watch the movie, right, because of this, the wrinkles that were in it. And everybody. So everybody asked, what did Denise think after Friday night? But it was good.
It looked great.
A new projector. We're looking for speakers, plug-and-play speakers. So my husband brings his board down, and nobody can operate it. I mean, he's just that sound man.
He's got it down,
Yeah, he's got it down, but, it's intimidating to the rest of us. So we're trying to get something a little bit more
plug-and-play,
for the rest of the board.
But it's great. I mean, talk about an exciting thing downtown. I just remember last year when we did the 50s deal, and we had the Sunflower stayed open, Yoke was open, Miss Kate's, everybody was there. There was standing line, there were standing room only lines at the restaurants, right? That's going to happen this year, too. This COVID thing's interrupted it a little bit, but we're hoping we can overcome that.
Right. So our next movies are, August, September, and October. We've got The Greatest Showman,
ooh,
Rudy,
ooh,
and Coco coming up. But we've had an additional movie. A citizen has offered to pay for another license, cool, for an additional movie for us in memory of a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on the dates and what that movie is and everything as we speak. So it looks like we may have four movies instead of three left.
Very good.
We will keep people up to date on that one.
And I've got friends who said they're going to start doing kind of like, what do you call it when you go to a ball game and have a picnic in the parking lot? Tailgate.
Yep.
So, there's all kinds of opportunities here with the parking lot and the streets closed off. So we've got lots of ideas for the rest of the summer.
And that was one good thing about Friday night. There was a lot of social distancing. I mean, there was a lot of people down there, but there was people sitting, yep, in their cars because we had room at the west, yep, end of that parking lot. And then we had everybody in their lawn chairs and everything up by the mural. So it was just a good night. We did give out popcorn. But other than that,
just like old times, like Tell's Drive-In. going to the drive-in.
Oh, man.
Only downtown.
Exactly.
That's what we love. Yay, raw.
So That's about
great.
All the updates I have right now. We're still waiting on some grants that we have applied for to come through, and hopefully we'd have some announcements coming up shortly here in July 1st of August.
All right. So. Sounds good. And we'll throw it over to Peggy now. And Peggy, got some updates on the garden, I think.
Well,
correct?
We have great news. First of all, so Ron and I have worked the garden, and it's a Ron's deal, his vision. If you haven't driven by at 1205 West 9th, do that. Painted the picket fence, got the benches in, the flowers are blooming. But the great thing is we have plots with stuff in it that people are eating. We've pulled tomatoes and cucumbers and potatoes. And Ron and I looked at each other and we said, well, you know, this is like kind of having a child and getting it to the point where you've given it all the piano lessons that you can give it and you need to turn it over to the expert. What are we going to do? Where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. And then we heard this wonderful story about this woman here in Coffeyville who had this garden, and it was almost a magical story we couldn't believe. But we didn't have her address, and so but we had the street she lived on, and so we got in our car and we found her house. And that's a great thing about small towns. We'd go, well, do you know about this garden in a backyard? And people go, I think it's up on that street. We found her and we went to the backyard, and it was like a whole nother world. And that became our introduction to Joby Morgan. And you're going to hear from her. She's here with us. And Joby is a pro. And she's been doing this. And she is the maestro that's going to take the community garden and take it and spread it throughout the world.
There we go.
But we're going to start with Coffeyville. So I'm going to let her talk about it.
All right. Let's get the mic over to her. Good morning, Joby. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
All right, so apparently you are the garden connoisseur. Let's hear about it.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Coffeyville, and I spent some time in Delaware County, Oklahoma, which some of you might know is the headquarters of the Cherokee Nation. And I worked for Northeast Oklahoma Community Action Agency with their pilot garden project program called Produce and Posies. And so when I moved back here to Coffeyville to be with my family, I decided that I wanted to take the experience that I had in Northeast Oklahoma and bring it back to help Coffeyville.
And of course, you'll be helping out with the community garden. And tell us about your garden in the backyard, because Peggy's just you open the door and it's just like a whole new world.
Yes, we have a children's community garden that is owned and operated by the neighborhood kids. Last year we had 46 kids in all. We've had a lot of participation from Boys and Girls Club. 30 of the Teen Site kids came out last year and participated in the building of the greenhouse. And what we do is, as projects are going on in the garden from January through October, we start our greenhouse season in January, and the kids participate in germination and transplanting and learning how to take care of their germination trays, and just every activity throughout the season, the kids are able to participate. This year has been a lot different. We haven't actually had too many active participants since February, when we were in the greenhouse still. We do have kids come by and they do still explore and they do pick and eat, but we haven't had any groups at the greenhouse project because of COVID-19. But we are transitioning to 9th Street Community Garden. We're going to merge our two programs, and the 9th Street Community Garden will be a place where youth groups can come and enjoy some of the activities that we do at Fresh Start and utilize that garden space there. The 21st, we'll be having a group come, and they will be learning how to transplant broccoli for their fall gardens.
Wow, broccoli.
There we go.
Are we going to teach them how to make cheese sauce and do all the stuff that goes with it?
I'm not sure.
That's not healthy living, I guess. It's just the broccoli thing we have.
Well, I think while they're there, we might put in some green beans, since it's time to get that final planting of
there
green
we go.
Beans
yep.
for the year.
So. See, that's a great idea. And that's the time to start with the kids.
Absolutely.
You know, and that was really missing. We had neighbors, and I won't say we had old people, but let's just say the average age was definitely over 30. Mm-hmm. And boy, if we can get them when Joby get some, that's wonderful.
Yeah, people are busy, they have jobs, it's hard to get them to commit to come do something. And I always thought that education for families, if you couldn't get the parents, what a wonderful idea just to get the kids to come in with all their energy and their interest.
Absolutely. And getting the kids, I mean, obviously getting kids at a younger age that gets them interested in it to where they may want to do something like that for, you know, their entire life. So you want to get them started early, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Well, you know something, one of the things that Joby talked about that we got so excited about was her vision, and she has such a passion. I mean, it's amazing. And so she talked about Fresh Start. And so that's one of the brands that, you know, we're talking about for Coffeeville and starting a program that really goes throughout the city and looking at what can be done with some of the vacant lots. And then you're also going to start working with things like the community garden, not just the community garden, but the produce sales around the city and the farmers market and things like that. Is
yes,
that right?
We would like to offer an opportunity for folks to subscribe to a CSA, which is a community supported agricultural program. We would like to see at least 3 to 5 members that would like to participate in this subscription. And what it would be is if you could just contact Peggy at the Reawakening page on Facebook, or contact me at Fresh Start Youth Garden and Greenhouse Project on Facebook. We would like to get some people signed up. And what that program will look like is at the beginning of the year, if you could commit to a $50 subscription, then throughout the season, as we're harvesting, we'll send you home a nice basket of fresh produce. And that'll really help us kick off our year and get everything that we need in order for the kids to do their activities.
Wow, that's a deal.
Yeah, that is. That's a heck of a deal. I would love a nice fresh basket of produce. And
Kyle, are you going to be delivering those baskets, or is that something we'll talk about later?
We'll have to talk about that later.
We'll find somebody to get them to the people who subscribe.
Most definitely.
That's
so
right. That's right.
But no, that's a great program, and I can tell how passionate you are about this program. And how long have you been doing this garden so far, the one in your backyard?
Well, we actually started on a large triple lot that was empty on North Spruce. It was donated to us by Matt and Danielle Albin, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was a great place. It was right on the fringe of the city. North of there was nothing but trees and the rail bed that runs east to west on the north end of town. And it was just beautiful. It was like a oasis in the middle of town. And we were flooded out in 2019. I mean, not just like a little bit of rain or standing water. The whole garden, the children's original garden, went 4 feet underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So then when we acquired the greenhouse, we decided to just go ahead and start the project small. We call ourselves a growing project because we have started off you know, with a few varieties and a few activities. And as the years are going by, we add more infrastructure and it's getting bigger and bigger. So I really look forward to collaborating with Peggy and
Absolutely.
Night Street Fresh.
You bet. Yep. And just a final note. Our orchard is almost done, and it will be done by the end of July.
I've driven by it a few times, and it looks beautiful.
Yeah, and we're even working with members of the garden club. We think that we're going to entice them to help us design that landscaped area around the sidewalk, and the path will be handicap accessible, and the park benches will go in, and we will have another 3-lot place for people to rest and enjoy life and pick and eat vegetables and fruit.
Just kind of take it easy and just have a nice little break throughout the day, pretty much.
Absolutely.
As you walk the path.
As you walk the block from the plaza down to Hall Street.
Absolutely.
And look at all of our signs and things.
Absolutely. So, again, it's a lot of great things going on there. And, Joby, I was going to say something. My mind completely blanked out.
Well,
that happens all the time. So
she's now the new garden goddess, or queen. We call her queen.
So Joby, if anybody would like to, you know, work on the garden, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me through our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fresh Start Youth Garden and Greenhouse Project, and if you just put in Fresh Start in the groups it should pop up. There will be a picture of several children's hands holding compost.
And, you know, the final thing is we have our certificate to Terebinth. The first person who goes in and says, I love Coffeeville, Coffeeville's reawakening, will get a $10 certificate for whatever they want from that wonderful place at 9th and Maple, Terebinth.
Elm.
I get those trees all confused.
Yeah, I get trees confused all the time. So
okay.
It's all right. So be sure to go in there to Terebinth and say, I love Coffeeville. Coffeeeville.
Reawakening.
Reawakening. I thought I was going to say Coffeeville rocks, but it does.
That's okay.
It does.
That counts.
Well.
That will probably count. That's right.
All right. Well, ladies, I thank you so much for coming in here today, giving us a little bit about what is going on with the community gardens, and also Denise with the updates of the movies that we may have an extra movie coming up, thanks to somebody helping and paying for the licensing on that. So it sounds like a lot of great things that you guys are doing, and I appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.